Oh, as soon as she saw himself, then he just jumped into the snow and actually jump just like a caribou. All you can see, the track was just like a caribou's into a high jump. And a little ways he went. He went on a little ways, but he began to be aware. He was not wearing anything. But he began to lose control. And soon he realized himself that he was just painted, not a caribou. And by this time he almost froze his thigh and his ankles and everything, so he has to rush back to his camp and get himself warmed up beside the fire. So all night he does this. He tried to do everything, nothing works. But one thing he began to understand, though, that time when he went a little ways, he forgot something. He should have picked up a fire with him. So the next time when he tried to do that, he ran to this really broken trail with the fire from the fireplace. As soon as he stopped, then he stopped and he grabbed another dry stick to make a fire right there, so you don't have to run back. So that's what he did. He did that every so often. As soon as you warm yourself enough, and then pick up the coal of the fire and then run as fast as he can towards his home. As soon as he gets freeze up his legs, then he would stop and grab some more sticks and make a fire right there and warm himself up. Soon he was very close to his home. You only can see the distance where his house is. So by this time, he was very tired. So finally, he stopped into the place where there's lots of trees that are having moss and very warm looking things, and he decided to take that instead and wrapped it around his leg and everything, and layers of spruce brow and everything, and then he was warm. So anyway, he decides to run home like that. So he managed to run home by just like that. So he came into his house very frozen. So that's all he wear. Just these moss that hang in the tree that looks like a wool, and that's all he wears on his legs. What happened to his blanket? I never understand that. He could have used his blanket, but what was it? No, anyway, so he managed to get home. So his skin started to peel on his legs because he has frozen and everything. He was very suffering and everything. And then they asked him, the daughter says, "Why do you have to be like this? Why do you have to be like this?" So he said, didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. And then finally his son-in-law just threw him his stuff. He says, "This is your stuff. That's what you wanted to do with me, wasn't it?" So he couldn't say anything. So the daughters begin to scorn him, and he says, "You know, you deserve the thing that you got because you wanted to do that to every time when we marry a man, you kill them in many different ways. And that's what you're getting." So he says, "We're not sorry. We're not gonna shed a tear if you die, because you always make us cry." The old man just sat there and take it all. They managed to heal him anyway. They fix his wound and wash his wound and everything, and he got healed and he was all right. And the winter passed and summer came and everything. And then one day the young man decided to test him again. So he was saying, and the season came and gone. And this season it was in the fall. It so happened this was in the fall before freeze up. I mean, it's just about freezing up. It's duration of the freeze-up. Sometimes, even late, maybe somewhere around between November and December.